Hello, GWA Backstage. I'm kind of not feeling well today, so, like, if my voice is weird or I cough and stuff, forgive me. I needed to babble about something deeply, like, upsetting me lately. And whatnot. So... what I want to discuss, basically, and I've made requests about this in GWA, and I've got some very lovely fills for it, but that's besides the point. I physically am pretty much incapable of vaginal penetration. And as a woman, for me, it is incredibly discouraging when I hear masked audios from other ladies and other pink tag users on GWA. I notice that a lot of them tend to do vaginal stuff while they masturbate, and it's like, oh, I want to experience that too, you know? But I physically am just incapable of it, no matter how lubed up I am, no matter how aroused I am, it just doesn't happen. And quite often, after masturbating, I sometimes have nights where I just cry myself to sleep because I feel so broken and undeserving of intimacy, and it's really tough. And, I get especially discouraged listening to SIs, because a lot of the people who make SI things kind of assume, like, oh, you know, you're gonna put your fingers inside, and it's just kind of like, I wish there were more SIs that would accommodate people that actually physically can't do that, you know? And with, like, I can do anal stuff, but it takes a while because I have to be totally relaxed, you have to use a shit ton of lube, you know? There's a lot to it. And for me, it's just, it sucks so bad. It just sucks so bad because it's like, biology dictates that my vulva, you know, has that whole vagina thing going on with it, right? Biology dictates that my vagina is made to be penetrated so that I can have a baby, right? Like, that's what biology says. Of course, naturally, that's not the only way to enjoy it, and there's a lot to it, but it's like, to know that I can't even put a finger in and, like, have my vaginal area be used the way that nature intended. Do you understand, like, how disheartening and, like, fucking discouraging as all hell that is? It is the worst feeling that there is out there. I'm sure that, you know, it's probably silly of me to despair over this the way that I do, but oftentimes after I listen to an SI, or I listen to other masked audios, or even after listening to, like, request fills that I've gotten for my whole audios for people that don't do vaginal or can't do vaginal and stuff, I just sit there, and one of the thoughts that immediately comes to my mind is, so because I can't do vaginal, does this mean that I'm gonna live a life where the only sex I'll have is mutual masturbation and oral sex? Is that it? You know, because... and I suppose I could do anal sex, yeah. I guess that's another one, but it's like, I would hate to be an inconvenience to anybody sleeping with me in the future. I would fucking hate it if, you know, they had to deal with the fact that, you know, oh, if you want to put it in my pussy, you actually physically can't do that, I'm sorry, you know, that, you know, it sucks to be you, because whenever I try to put stuff in, it's painful. I whimper a lot, and it's not in an attractive way, it's in a holy shit, this is really painful, I'm going to stop. I can't even get a fucking pinky in without immediately needing to pull out, like, maybe 10 or so seconds after. And I fucking hate it, because it's like, keep in mind, by this point, I've already had a shit ton of orgasms. I've come a lot. I'm already really wet, including the fucking lube that I use in addition to that. And it's like, why do I have to be so broken? Why can't I use my body properly? Why can't I do these things? Like, when I see challenges, like masturbation challenges for women on GWA, I get excited, but then almost fucking always there's vaginal as a part of the fucking requirements, and it makes me so upset. It's just like, if I could use my body properly, if I could put things inside of my vagina, maybe my life would be a little easier. Maybe I could actually do these things for GWA, these fun little masturbation fucking challenges, and, you know, I could actually enjoy SIs more, and I could actually enjoy a lot of the male for female audios. A lot of the time I fucking can't, because there's always stuff about tight pussies and stuff, and, well, you're not getting in my fucking pussy, and I know with audios, the sky's the limit. You can imagine anything you want. But to imagine a time where I can have my pussy fucked is like imagining an impossible future for me, and I hate it. And I'm sorry that I'm being so negative, it's just, I'm tired of feeling inadequate as a woman because I can't use my bits the way nature intended. I know that a lot of people can't get off just vaginally. I understand this. But it's like, I always get off clitorally, personally, but because I've never had vaginal experience, you know? And it's like, I want to know what it feels like. I want to know what it feels like inside. I want to feel it, like, clamping down an orgasm around my finger. I want to feel these things. I want to experience these things. But I can't. I literally cannot. And right now it's very tough for me to see a doctor because of, you know, personal reasons I won't disclose here. Fuck that. But, like, I'm always lately fucking despairing over this, and I hate it. I vent to close friends about it, and they don't even know what to do. They just kind of go, I'm sorry, you know, and they try to comfort me, but it's just discouraging as hell, and I don't know. I probably sound like an emo bitch, but it's like, as somebody who just physically cannot do vaginal things whatsoever, I just, you know, and with the depression and despair that that brings with me a lot of the time, I just need to get it out there somehow, and I think this is the best way for me to get it out there. I feel broken a lot of the time. I feel like once I start getting intimate with people that even if I'm having oral sex or anal sex, that it's not real sex at all, even though they have sex in the title, so you would think it would be real sex, right? It's just like, oh my god, it's so upsetting. I just hate it. I honestly, like, I'm happy, like, I have a pretty mixed body image. I like the way my figure looks and stuff like that. But when it comes to the vaginal stuff, oh my god, like, if you asked me, like, do you love your body and stuff, I'd say, fuck no, I'm just a living, disgusting heap of flesh and organs, why would you want to fuck me? Like, it's that bad. And I hate it, because it's like, no one should measure their worth over their fucking private parts, you know? You know? It's silly to do that, isn't it? But when there's so many fucking people on GWA that can do all these fun, like, squirting audios and can do all these really neat little masturbation challenges, or even the machine fuck thing, I've been wanting to do that for so long, but I can't at all. And I'm sure I could do it anally, but like I said, anal takes a lot of prep and stuff, and given my living situation, I don't have, like, a shit ton of privacy, so it's not something I can do very often, I'm gonna be quite honest. It's also why I don't record as often as I used to. But it's like, I hate feeling like, when I, you know, make requests for audios for this kind of thing, I hate feeling like it's almost as if I'm asking everybody, hey, you can't have real sex with me, but you can make compromises and make me come and, like, make me, like, you know, and have me be, like, a selfish bitch, thanks. Like, that's how I feel making these requests. And it's also how I feel a lot of the time when I think about, like, just, in general, like, it feels like any sex I have in the future is just gonna be a compromise. Like, you can't put it in my pussy, but you can fuck my thighs. Although that does sound very hot, and I would love that. It's just like, I hate to feel like I'm gonna live a life where there's, like, no sex. Like, no, like, vaginal sex, at least. Because that's what society deems as sex. That's what a lot of audios on GWA deem sex as. That's what I fucking notice. And yes, I'm kind of angry, because it's like, I hate feeling like I hate feeling like what I'll experience because I can't do vaginal stuff. I hate to think for a moment that what I'll be doing isn't genuine sex. I hate to think for a moment that, you know, because I can't do vaginal, that suddenly it's just like, oh, you know, you're getting down and intimate with somebody, you better classify it as some other type of sex because it's clearly not real sex. I hate it. Maybe this is just my own, like, negativity spilling in, like, I still have a few hang-ups about what society says about sex and aspects of sex being acceptable and unacceptable and stuff, but when you're a person that lives with the issue where they cannot penetrate themselves, and they cannot, like, even get a fucking finger in, they can't do jack shit, it is devastating. It's heartbreaking. It makes you feel like you're fucking just not made for sex. It makes you feel like you're an individual that just is made for, like, affection and cuddles or whatever else. But, you know, you'll never have real sex because, you know, you can't do that. Your body is deemed, you know, nature is deemed that your body is broken. That's how it feels. That's how it fucking feels. For me, anyway. And I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate that I have to feel this way about my own body. You know? I just wish that there was something I could do to feel more positive about myself in the meantime before I see a doctor about this. I wish there was something I could do to feel more accepting towards the fact that, yeah, I can't do vaginal, but that doesn't mean insert sentimental thought here, you know? I'm just really discouraged, and I just needed to get this out there. Because it's a thought that's been bothering me a lot lately, you know? When I watch porn, amateur or professional, although mainly amateur, because, you know, professionals ham it up. They fucking ham it up. They're like horror extras, but they're whore extras. Anyway, bad pun aside. And besides, that was kind of rude of me. When it comes down to it, I see all these amateurs getting their pussies fucked. Watching that dick or dildo or whatever go in there. For most people, it's like, oh, you want something, you want me to put something in my vagina? Okay. For me, it's like, you want me to stick something inside of myself? Okay, let me put it in my ass. I just can't do vaginal and it hurts. I hate thinking that I'm broken. I hate thinking that there's something wrong with me because of what I can't do. It's such a fundamental part of a lot of SIs. It's such a huge thing in a lot of other masked audios. I compare myself to people on GWA way too much. When I hear pink tag users getting off, like, with their, like, vaginal penetration things, I get really jealous and really upset because it's like, I wish I could experience that. I want to feel things vaginally. I want to experience that. But I never will, so what's the point in desiring that? And then I proceed to be an emo little bitch. I've had friends tell me that I'm making a big deal out of nothing by worrying about this. I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, I can see what they're trying to say, but it feels really disheartening. And you can never really truly understand what it feels like unless you experience it yourself. I think that could be said about a lot of things in life. But it definitely feels that way with this as well. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just needed to share my thoughts and feelings about my lack of ability to do vaginal penetration and stuff. You don't necessarily have to respond to this, but I thought it might be kind of interesting, maybe, to see how it feels from the perspective of somebody that actually can't do these things. Like, how it feels to be somebody, like, with this difficulty, and, like, my feelings on it and stuff. Like, my feelings about my lack of ability and whatnot. I don't know. Plus, I don't know. I just needed to get it out there. It's been bugging me. It's been annoying me, so thank you for listening to my depressed rambles, and sorry if I made you, like, upset or, like, made you feel bad or anything like that. I'm sorry. Because I didn't intend to. I just needed to get my feelings out there, that's all.